You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hopefully you don't have to wait too long for the next show to come on. None of us like to wait. Sometimes we don't like to wait so much that we try to find ins and outs how not to wait. Like, for example, this Manhattan mother found, I guess, a company that, quote-unquote, lets you hire a tour guide who will, from what I understand, be in a motorized scooter to appear handicapped. So if you use this tour guide at Disneyland, or Disney World, per se, you get to go to the front of the lines. And from what we find out today, parents are hiring disabled people to pose as family members so they could skip huge lines at Disney World. Apparently, a Manhattan mom claims she hired a tour guide using a motorized scooter and was able to bypass all the lines. Apparently, this quote-unquote black market Disney guide, reported by New York Post, charges $130 an hour or $1,040 for an eight-hour day. All right. From what we understand, you know, the It's a Small World. It's a world of, you know, that ride that, you know, you get to sing that song over and over and over again. Apparently, according to the grandmother, she said, according to the mother, she said, my daughter waited only 1 minute to get on It's a Small World, while other kids had to wait 2.5 hours. The mother told the New York Post that she hired the guide through a tour company called Dream Tours. All right. They say you can't go to Disney without a tour concierge. This is how 1% does Disney in terms of people with money. I guess they were escorted through the park by a woman in a motorized scooter with the word handicapped on the back. So whenever you, I don't know if any of you have gone to Disneyland or Disney World with grandma, grandpa, but if you, or God forbid somebody in a wheelchair, but if you do, they let you bypass the lines and there's a special area for handicapped people to go. And it's apparently each customer can bring up to 6 guests. And, you know, we've seen this. I mean, when I've gone to Disneyland, I've seen grandkids, you know, race to these rides with grandma or somebody supposedly. I mean, you know, these people are kind of young in these wheelchairs. I mean, like racing at top speed, pushing the wheelchair to get to the ride. And then I see the woman or the man hop out of the wheelchair, hop out into like Space Mountain. All right. Now, I'm not saying a person who's handicapped shouldn't ride Space Mountain. If they want to and, you know, they can and they don't have heart issues and, you know, yeah, that's fine as long as they follow the guidelines. But when I see somebody hop out of a wheelchair faster than I could hop out of a ride, makes you kind of wonder what the hell is going on. Now, what stinks about this is most likely Disneyland and Disney World is going to start changing the rules. All right, because if people are now hiring people, because people have this down, they already have the down. They already know how to navigate through Disneyland, Disney World. They know how to do this, and you know, I see it all the time. I remember the last time I went, the line of quote unquote handicap people would already look like it was a 20-minute line. All right, and you know, you see them kind of talk to each other like, well, maybe this isn't worth it. Come on. Now, you know, I told you one of my friends had wanted me to write him a doctor's note. So, saying he had a condition so he wouldn't have to stand in the lines. Because, I mean, it's summertime, it's hot. And I go, I don't want to do that. He's like, please, you know, I need a favor. So I go, all right, I'll write you a note. I told you guys this. Some of you have already heard the story. So I told my friend I'd write him a doctor's note. But I said, now remember, keep it sealed in my letterhead envelope. You got to keep it sealed. Otherwise, it looks like you wrote it. He's like, got it. Just give me the sealed envelope, and I'll hand the envelope to City Hall. I guess there's like City Hall, is it, on Main Street in Disneyland? So he brings the letter to them, and they open it up. And when they open up the letter that I had written, you know, she kind of like starts to giggle a lot. And she kind of looks at him funny. And he goes, can I see what my doctor wrote? Well, what I had done is I said that he, unfortunately, you know, because the guy, he was like 35 at the time. I said, you know, to whom it may concern, my patient, blah, 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 unfortunately had a sexual escapade over the last week, which caused multiple traumatic injuries to his rectum. He subsequently developed an abscess. As well as some STDs, but this abscess was draining to the point that we had to drain it and pack it with packing. Currently, my patient has about 5 yards of rectal packing and therefore has difficulty walking. If you could be so kind as to allow him to not walk as much in your park or stand because his rectal injury is causing him much trauma. Thank you. I mean, it worked, he said. But he was furious. And I'm like, look, it serves you right for having me write you a note, you know. But it, from what I, all my efforts were vain because he actually said it was a good idea because who would lie about something like that? Nobody would lie about something like that. So write him another letter such as that next time. I go, hell no, I'm not doing that. I thought, you know, I thought he would give up and run from City Hall screaming so he wouldn't get the Disney pass after a letter like that. But no, he didn't. He got his pass and they all went to the front of the line. So I feel bad. I didn't think it was going to work. I did it just to embarrass him because I was so mad at him for asking me to do that. So, you know, but what stinks now is if Disneyland changes its rules, now you have people who do have disabilities not be able to enjoy the park. So, you know, wherever there's a will, there's a way. And unfortunately, the people that make their way, I mean, look at this, $1,000 a day. To ride, I mean, look at that. What a job. Listen. All right. You know, this is a recession, and I got to give credit to the entrepreneurs for thinking of that. I mean, I got to give credit from an entrepreneur standpoint. Hire me for $1,000 a day. I'll drive in a wheelchair so we could go on Disneyland rides. And then they get good to go on the Disneyland rides. And you pay my way. You pay my ticket for Disneyland. I mean, you got to give them kudos for the, you know, the props for that. But I think it's unethical. I think it's unfair. And it's going to hurt the system. That's just, you know. All right, guys. Don't go away. Let's talk about living near pollution and it hurting the kidneys and a man dying after a toothpick gets stuck in his throat. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I love toothpicks. Everywhere I go, I love having a toothpick. I just love having a toothpick in my mouth. Unfortunately, it gets soggy too quickly, and it's hard to kind of change size because you don't want anybody else to see the other soggy side of the toothpick. So I always have toothpicks. I can always have a toothpick in my mouth. I love toothpicks. I love them. Unfortunately, a toothpick caused this man to die. A Swedish man had died after he had accidentally swallowed it while eating a sandwich. He was in his 60s. He went to the doctor. He went to the emergency room saying, I'm having trouble swallowing. Doctors failed to examine or what the problem was, sent him home, saying that looks good. Probably gave him antibiotics, who knows. This was in Sweden. 10 days later, he developed a hole in his trachea or the windpipe. Then he had an infection. This required emergency surgery. Unfortunately, he hemorrhaged during the operation and died the next day. Now, I hate telling you stories like this and cases like this because they're depressing. You know, but there's a few things I want you guys to get out of this, okay? Number one is, okay, be careful with the toothpicks, all right? Always remove the toothpicks out of the sandwiches. I remember even in the 70s, my mom would be like, toothpicks out, everybody give me the toothpicks. So my guess is back in the 70s or 60s, there were issues of people swallowing toothpicks, okay? This isn't anything foreign to us, all right? But the second thing that I want you guys aware of is, you know, how could something like this be missed from an emergency room setting. Now, I don't know much about healthcare in Sweden, but I am assuming it's very similar to other European countries and it's more socialized. And when you do have a more socialized setting, you aren't going to have a lot of hunting going on for issues in the emergency room. More of a stabilize and ship type of thing that we're already seeing now in America. Okay, and I've talked to you guys about some stories now in the ER where, you know, from doing phenomenal jobs to just doing the bare minimum that they have to and getting you out. Of course, expenses, long wait times, I get that, and we'll talk about that in a second. But if I was the ER doc, and I have been an ER doc for Lake Havasu City, I did that for about a year, year and a half, I believe, even longer. I think almost 2 years. Anyway, I don't remember. All right, I'm getting old. I don't remember. But anyway, if I had somebody that came in that said they were having a sore throat, but not so much sore throat, but difficulty swallowing, okay? From an ER standpoint, I only have X number of tools. I don't have an NPL, a nasopharyngoscope, to shove up his nose that goes down, up and down, then down the back of the pharynx to the throat. I don't have anything like that in the ER. So what I would have probably done, now remember, Lake Havasu, you didn't have a lot of specialists around on the weekends. So as an ER doc, you were it, right? And so if I couldn't see anything down the throat with mirrors, et cetera, and somebody said I was having difficulty swallowing, I would probably ask them, do you feel comfortable enough to eat? And they're like, I don't know, something's not right, something's wrong. And they look scared. I'd probably keep them in the ER until I could get a specialist to come and take a peek. All right? And the specialist would probably have been an ear, nose, and throat doctor. If somebody said they were having trouble swallowing, even though with dysphagia we usually get the GI doctors to go in with a scope and look to see if something is stuck in the esophagus, initially I usually call ENTs, because if I think something acutely is going on with the throat or something could have gotten stuck, etc., we usually get an ENT. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, you already know it's a toothpick, so that's easy for you to say. No, but think about it. If somebody came to me in the ER saying, I'm having trouble swallowing, something's not right, or I feel like something's in my throat, I can't swallow, all right, I wouldn't want somebody to image that. That's why they're coming to me in the ER, as opposed to going to the regular doctor or going to an urgent care, etc. Right? And I wouldn't just give them antibiotics and leave. Now, sometimes that is the easier way to do it. Oh, your throat looks red. It's probably an infection. Here you go. Because it's more common to have a sore throat than somebody walking in with a toothpick stuck in their throat. But the idea of, no, it's fine, go, and then here he is 10 days later, probably suffering all those days, developing an infection because it starts to poke a hole in his trachea, because wooden toothpicks don't really disintegrate or dissolve like you would think. And then dies. You just kind of wonder, why did they just send him home? All right. And ER docs send people home all the time. That's what they're supposed to do. They're in an emergency room, right? If you don't have anything life-threatening, go and follow up with your regular doctor. Now, if he didn't follow up with his regular doctor, who could have then in turn sent him to a specialist to take a scope and look, then it's the regular doctor's fault. But keep in mind, this is Sweden. Okay, just because I've been able to do things in America a certain way before Obamacare doesn't mean other countries do that. And if in a socialistic medicine society, all right, if the ER doc says nothing urgent here, go live with it, you do. All right, then as we start to become socialized in medicine, and we will be, there's nothing we could do to stop it. It is such a shame that it's going to happen, but we will be going socialized. You guys need to know of these stories and know of these cases, because if the ER doesn't do the test that you think you need, you need to beg your regular doctor to then order that test. Now, what am I seeing here in the States? Well, it's something I've been trying to teach students and teach other doctors, that the ER that we knew of, that we trained in, is much different today. Now, mind you, the ER docs are so phenomenal. I love emergency room doctors. My only regret is I didn't continue and do emergency room. I got my residency in family medicine so I could own my practice and, deal with the kids, etc. I didn't want to be an ER physician doing a 12-hour shift where if I had to go home, to be with the, to pick up the kids. Being a mom, I was really nervous because I was a new mom and had a baby, etc. But I love ER, and I still, if the kids were grown up and moved out, I would probably consider going back to ER. I loved it. All right, but the ER doctors now are extremely restricted because of the new Obamacare rules and the new hospital rules, if they order a test on you and that test comes back normal, depending on where you work, you could be fined by the hospital for normal tests. So, you know, I'll have people that come into my office, and I've been doing this for years. They have chest pain, but they also have some right lower quadrant pain. And they're really not feeling well. All right? So I send them to the hospital. I call up the hospital, all right, because you got to give report, and I tell the triage nurse, or I tell the doctor, whoever gets on the phone with me, I got somebody with acute chest pain. They appear stable, but they also have some right lower quadrant pain. All right, so I'm thinking, great. When they go to the ER, they'll get two things checked out. They'll be checked out for appendicitis because they have right lower quadrant abdominal pain, and they'll be checked out for the heart. Wonderful. Well, they come back to me the next day going, nope, it wasn't the heart. And I go, all right, but what about the abdomen? They didn't look at it, and doc, I'm bad. I'm really bad. And I feel their abdomen, and I mean, they are really tender. So then I ship them back to the ER for the ER to now do the CAT scan of the abdomen. Now, why the hell wasn't the CAT scan done before? I'm seeing this all the time. Somebody comes in with two, three problems. The ER will only deal with the one, and they aren't ordering CAT scans like they used to. Now, for some of you that love Obamacare, you're like, yay, bravo. They're not ordering tests. They're not raising health care costs. They're not raising patient bills. Bravo. Good for you, ER doctors. I look at it a little different here. Okay? Now, that hospital has two visits of a patient within 24 hours because I have to send them back to get a CAT scan that should have been done day one. You know, I also noticed that with chest pain where they admit the patient. They admit the patient for the chest pain. They're also having abdominal issues. Nobody looks at the abdominal issues. They only look at the chest issues. So they come back, and here I have them in a diverticulitis or some other issue. Why couldn't that have been taken care of in the hospital when they were there? I mean, up until 2 years ago or 3 years ago, if I sent somebody to the hospital, all right, the doctor would do something called an H&P, a history and physical. And while getting information on the chest pain, et cetera, if somebody says, you know, I have this abdominal pain that just continues and, you know, doesn't go away, they'll go, well, while you're here, why don't we check that out as well? So they come up with a list of diagnoses that the patient has, chest pain, abdominal pain, fever, et cetera, and then they do tests on each. Maybe it was just a teaching hospital. Maybe I'm wrong. But I worked at a lot of private hospitals, too, and you got taken care of for most of the acute issues. I had a woman that had come in having some trouble breathing. I do a chest x-ray on her, and it looks like to me she has fluid. I order it stat, and the radiologist says, no, Dr. Dahlia, it's just some scar tissue. I go, scar tissue my butt? So I go, okay, fine, whatever. So I send her to the hospital. And I tell the hospital, look, okay, don't just treat her for the effusion. I'm worried this is an ovarian cancer patient because she never lets anybody do a pap smear or pelvic on her, and her abdomen to me looks a little full, and she's a little tender in the abdomen. All right? Well, originally they were just going to look at her chest and let her go. And I said, please don't do that. So the ER doc goes, what do you want me to do with her? I go, she's also having abdominal pain. She has an effusion. Okay? She can't breathe. While you're stabilizing her, can you please do a CAT scan of her abdomen? Well, why? Well, because I think she's got ovarian cancer to the lung. Luckily, they did, and we were right. But the ER doc that I knew of, the ER system, is different now because they'll get fined for doing things like that. So what do you do as a patient? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So if I could wrap this up into one statement, it's be very careful what you wish for. All right? Or we could also say ask and you shall receive. All right? You wanted cheaper health care. All right, you wanted, maybe not you in particular, okay? So I'm talking to the people who voted for Obama. You wanted cheaper health care. You wanted Obamacare. You wanted your Obama phone. You wanted health care for all. You're getting it. You're getting it, all right? Now, I know this man with the toothpick issue happened in Sweden, but what I am already seeing is the unfolding of health care for all, but not health care for all in terms of good health care. It's slipshod. Get through this without being unscathed type of health care. This system that we have right now is scary beyond words. And I'm not saying that because I'm a radio host and that's what radio hosts do. They want to scare you. I'm saying that because I'm a patient and because I'm a doctor. It has nothing to do with me being on the radio trying to entertain y'all. All right. I am telling you this because this is what I see. Remember we had a patient, we told you about this, who had low back pain, acute low back pain. We weren't really sure what's going on. I didn't see her. One of my assistants did. Physician assistants are treated her for the back pain. She was having low back pain for a while, but now all of a sudden something came on pretty quickly. So she offered, does she want to go to the emergency room if this is worse? Did some x-rays, etc. And, gave her some medicine for pain and told her, go to the hospital tonight if you're not feeling better. Patient's like, I don't want to go to the hospital now, but fine. All right, I will if this doesn't get better. Well, it didn't get better. And she was really starting to have pain. And not only was she having back pain, she was starting to have head pain. So she goes to the ER. It's a hospital nearby where I practice. Goes to the emergency room. The emergency room documents that she had a headache. And this was getting worse. Documents the back pain, but does nothing. Gives her the pain pills and gets her out. All right? Again, trying to say, and she had insurance. This wasn't a patient that didn't have insurance. She had insurance, decent insurance. So she comes back the next day and sees one of the other doctors in my practice at the time. And says, look, okay, I still got the back pain, but this headache is getting worse. All right? And he goes, well, when did the headache start? She goes, well, the headache started last night. I was in the ER. He goes, did they scan you? No. He's like, well, if you're having this bad a headache, I'm going to send you right back there and tell them to do the CAT scan. So he sends them right back to the same ER. They reluctantly do the CAT scan because now they're on the hook. This is the second time they've seen the patient in 24 hours. Well, they do the CAT scan, and she turned out she had a bleed in the head. She had had an aneurysm in the brain that ruptured, or I had thought it was a venous angioma because usually a brain aneurysm, you don't have that long to live. But maybe it was bleeding slowly. My guess is it was bleeding slowly because the blood dripped down the cerebral spinal fluid into the back. That's why the back was hurting. All right? But now it's been bleeding for over 24 hours. So whereas she could have gone to the ER the day before, hopefully had the scan, something done, now we lose an extra 24 hours. She actually survived. She ended up having deficits very similar to what a hemorrhagic stroke can do. All right, numbness on one side, drooping, etc., could still walk, could still use most of the left side of their body. But why the hell didn't the ER CAT scan her? Now, me and the other doctor were kind of shocked because when we trained, that's what they did. Well, it's because of healthcare costs. We spend too much money on healthcare. Hospitals are going under. They can't be ordering tests that insurance may or may not pay for. But not even that. Her insurance would have probably paid. They paid us. They paid the x-rays. According to her, they did pay the hospital bills. Why is this happening? Because there's now this progressive movement to not order tests, to not be a doctor, to not discipline kids, to not speak freely. There's this whole progressive movement now to not do this, not do that, not do. So you have to watch every step that you take. And my problem with this is I'm seeing healthcare costs rise, not only because of Obamacare, but because I have to keep sending the patient back to the ER. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, if the ER is not going to do the test, then why don't you order the test as an outpatient? Easier said than done. Try to call an insurance company at 4:15 in the afternoon Pacific time. So that's 7:15 Eastern time. To try to get them to pay for a CAT scan and get them to authorize it. Usually they say we'll get back to you in a couple hours. All right? And then if they do get back to you in a couple hours and they say it's a no, you can't take that risk. The patient can't sit around ready for authorization. Of course we use the hospital. That's what they're there for. This is an urgent issue. If something's not urgent, I won't send you to the hospital. If I think you're having some gallbladder issues, but I don't think you're having a full-blown gallbladder attack, I'll order an abdominal ultrasound. I'll order some blood tests, and I'll do it that day, roughly have it done within the next 24 hours, but I could do that as an outpatient. I don't have to use the ER for that. But if we have a person who's starting to have a headache, and the headache is worsening, and they're having more pain than they've ever had in their back, etc., it ended up being a bleed. Now, I don't want to scare a lot of you. A lot of you have low back pain. Sometimes you get acute back pain. It doesn't mean you have a brain bleed. It doesn't. This was a fluke. All right. But, I've been practicing now for over 15 years. Flukes, to me, aren't flukes. These are just things that I always have to think about. Now, one of you is a Medicare patient. You wrote me a couple weeks ago about how you were having difficulty being admitted as a patient. And you had heard on my show about a year ago. No, I don't think it was that long. But you had heard that I was discussing how Medicare patients can cause penalties for hospitals. You wanted me to expand on that. We discussed this multiple times, how if Medicare sees a hospital readmit a patient, for readmissions, that hospital will be dinged financially and will pay financial penalties. So if a hospital thinks you're going to need to come back multiple times, you would think the hospital would keep you in there long enough to get the job done. No, that's not what's happening. The hospital, what I've been seeing a lot of hospitals do, is either A, turf you to another hospital. We saw that in L.A. Remember there was a story where hospitals, once they found out you had Medicare, told an ambulance to take you to another hospital? You either have that happen, or if you do, luck of the draw, walk into their ER, they'll keep you in the ER and treat you without admitting you. I told you about my friend's father. Unfortunately, he's died. May he rest in peace. Who was kept in the ER for 2 to 3 days. They didn't want to admit him. He came in with COPD, emphysema, was having trouble breathing. You know, family calls me saying, look, they won't bring him up to a room. They're keeping him on a gurney in the ER. We're going on day two, about to go into day three. All right? And I'm like, you know, so I call the hospital going, what's going on? I didn't know you guys were slammed. You don't have enough nurses? I get that. If you don't have enough nurses, you can't man any beds, because you don't have any nurses to man the floor. I go, you having nursing issues? You know, what's going on over there? They're like, no, we're fine. What are you talking about? Well, from what we understand, he's a Medicare patient. And COPD patients usually are a revolving door, especially when they're end-stage COPD. The hospital was afraid to admit him, because if he readmitted, they get dinged. Now, this is the biggest bunch of bullcrap I've ever heard of. And this is what's going on. All right? You know, for any of you about to go on Medicare or on Medicare, you paid your dues for decades just to deal with this bunch of bullcrap? I mean, this is horrible. And so ERs and hospitals aren't what they used to be. And it's not, I can't blame the hospital or the ER docs. I can't. If Medicare is going to penalize them thousands of dollars a year, what the hell are they supposed to do? You can't help anybody if you can't help yourself. And if you can't be available for other patients because you financially can't stay open, you need to go with the flow on this one. So as a patient, if you think you have something wrong and you don't think the hospital's listening to you, make sure you have a doctor who's an advocate. And make sure that doctor will direct admit you or be there for you to argue your case, just like a lawyer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo. June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple is suing the state of South Carolina for what they say was unnecessary sexual assignment surgery on a toddler they adopted. Lawyers for Pam and Mark Crawford said today that they're suing the Department of Social Services for having an irreversible surgery performed on a 16-month-old child they adopted and decided to raise as a girl. Apparently the child was born with ambiguous genitalia. So they decided to do the surgery and raise the child as a girl. Ambiguous genitalia is where you have two types of genitalia. You can have male and female. You could have testicles and female vaginal parts. You could have penis and ovaries. So it's called ambiguous genitalia. All right. If you do have testicles that can't descend, it could be a cancerous risk. So many times, if you have less of a phallus down there, we call the male body part a phallus. If you have less of that and it's more female, and then you're walking around with with testicles, we take those testicles out because they could become, you have a higher risk of testicular cancer and tumors because they're sitting there in your abdomen. And so we usually generally go for the raisin of a girl. It's easier for the girl to, be accepted in social settings, not much difficulty in the male bathroom because they don't have lack of a member. You see what I mean? So I guess the Crawfords knew their child had been born with ambiguous genitalia, raised the child as a girl. About a year ago, they say the 8-year-old child told them that he wanted to be raised as a boy. The couple says they don't want other families to have to endure the struggles they have. Now, we don't have any comment for the Department of Social Services and the Medical University of South Carolina, but boy, this is an interesting case. I mean, you know, your kid comes up to you and says they want to be a boy. Now, let me just put this out there. Okay, I'm a girl, very straight, heterosexual, love men, but when I was little, I wanted to be a guy. And it's not because I wanted to be a guy. It's just boys got to do more fun stuff. Okay? I mean, you know, my brother's toys were so much more fun than Barbie dolls. My father could stand while he peed. I wanted to do that. And I remember when I was 3, I was arguing with my mom. Why can't I do that? I want to pee like daddy. I loved my father. Little girls do. And many times little girls want to be like their daddy. Little girls don't like their mom that much, okay? I had to spend infinite amounts of time with my mom, and I disliked spending time with my mom. I love my mom now. I love her, right? But when I was a little girl, no, she was mommy. She was an obstacle to my playtime. She made me take naps. She made me put on bibs. I had to brush my teeth. She made me use toilet paper. Yet, daddy, I could do no wrong with daddy. I was daddy's little girl. So I remember when I was younger telling her, I don't want to be a girl. I want to be like daddy. And, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, I have a, what's it called? I'm not transgender, or I'm not unhappy with my body. It's just the girls in my family were, you know, the girls, and the boys got to do the cool stuff. You know, girls had to hang out with mom. We had to learn how to sew. We had to learn how to cook. I mean, my mom was still more of a modern woman type, but still, I didn't want to sew. I didn't want to sit with grandma and crochet. I wanted to go out with grandpa and daddy and shoot. That's what I wanted to do. So, of course, I you know, it's on the record. I told my mom I would rather be a boy because then I could do all the cool stuff that the boys get to do. Right? But I didn't have a gender identity issue. I knew I was a girl, and later I realized that I could be a girl and do boy stuff, you know? And, you know, I could shoot, and I could do what at the time we thought boys could do and girls weren't supposed to. I played with my brother's toys, broke them just as good as he. I gave him my Barbies. What the hell am I supposed to do with a Barbie? I thought Barbie was ridiculous. I'm playing with a toy of some blonde, misshapen. I mean, you know, if you really look at the Barbie body, it's not anything that could equate to a human body. And I'm looking at this thing going, I'm not blonde. I'm not going to look pretty like her. Somebody like Ken isn't going to fall in love with me. Let me play with the Transformers, for crying out loud, and the GoBots or whatever the hell my brother was playing. And so I like my big wheel also. The whole Betty Crocker bake thing, oh please. I liked Light Bright. Light Bright was fun. I liked Mr. Mouth, and I liked the game Risk. I thought Risk was good because I always got Kamchatka. If you got Kamchatka, you were able to nail America, Asia. It was wonderful. So, you know, I mean, does an 8-year-old know enough about what they want gender-wise? Okay, do they enough to sue a hospital or a Department of Social Services for trying to protect him from testicular cancer if he wasn't born with a penis and born with female genitalia? All right, and then what are parents, what are hospitals supposed to do? A case like this may cause a hospital to say, oh, hold the phone. If you're going to come back 8 years from now, 10 years from now, 18 years from now and sue us, then forget you, go somewhere else. And, I mean, we're talking about babies here born with ambiguous genitalia. These kids need to be taken care of. I get so gosh darn mad when you see these lawsuits. And, if they were goaded into one way or the other, and if, I don't even know how this lawsuit could even take place, because if you have testicles that don't come down, even in a male, we do orchiectomies. We take the testicle. We do. And the child can still grow up any way they want to. But them removing the testicles so the child doesn't get testicular cancer is a thing to protect him. Yes, I understand there could be other things cosmetically done in the vaginal area or the phallic area, penile area. But I'm surprised this is even being entertained in the court system. But if it does get entertained, and a child can sue up until the age of 18 for something that was done, right, protectively, when you're born with ambiguous genitalia, hospitals aren't going to want to touch your kids. And then what are you going to do with your kid? Where are you going to bring the kid? And then, you want to address this, when they're young. You don't want to address this when they're 14. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of surgery for genitalia, Angelina Jolie had shocked the world early Tuesday morning, telling us that she had both her breasts removed and implants placed because she had found out she was a carrier of the BRCA1 gene. Now, we spent a lot of time in the first hour, the BRCA1 gene mutation. We spent a lot of time in the first hour talking about what the BRCA genes are. BRCA gene 1 and 2 are genes in your body that help, from what we understand, prevent certain tumor growth. When there's a mutation, it causes an inhibition of this. And if you're more likely to have breast cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, carrying the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene could put you at risk for up to 87%. Now they're saying 87% risk of breast cancer. All right. Now, BRCA1 and BRCA2 in women have been associated with breast cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer. In men, if there's BRCA1 gene mutations in your system, you could be at risk for prostate cancer. We've talked about that. Colon cancer, melanoma, BRCA1, more cancers than others with BRCA2, more cancers than others. So, we spent time in the first hour talking about that. I urge you to listen to the first hour podcast. But Angelina Jolie's mother had died at age 56 of breast cancer. She had the genetic testing. She found she had the BRCA1 mutation, decided to have the double mastectomy. She said she wanted to be around for her kids and obviously grandkids. Brad Pitt calls her heroic for doing that. And it is heroic, and good for her. My only concern is now with Obamacare and with all the healthcare changes, many people that want this gene testing can't get it done. And we're going to be now dealing with a lot of issues and a lot of requests from people saying, I want to get this testing done like Angelina Jolie did. Well, the testing costs $5,000 and most insurances don't cover it. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EasyArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EasyArmor costs, and I installed EasyArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.